Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
What will your role involve? What will you be doing on Australia Day?
Look, various roles, starting from, of course, this morning in launching the week of festivities as part of the National Day, Australia Day. On the 25th, the eve of Australia Day, the naming of Australian of the Year and the festivities that goes with it, the big concert. The next morning starts with some media, and then we have the big breakfast in Commonwealth Park there. I'll be assisting various volunteers and others in helping serve the breakfast, barbecue, fruits, etc. We have the citizenship ceremony that will happen in the presence of the Chief Minister and the Prime Minister, raising the flag, handing out the flag to the new citizens, which will, you know, will be a real privilege for me. We then move on to Tidbinbilla with the Great Bush picnic midday in the afternoon, and finish off with the fireworks and the concert that goes traditionally on New Year's, or rather National Australia Day afternoon.
Gosh, you're going to be very busy.
Yeah, it's a full program and something that I'm really, really excited about and looking forward to.
What does Australia Day mean to you?
To me personally, I became an Australian citizen as soon as I qualified to, some 15 years ago.
Now, you came to Australia originally from Fiji, is that
That's
right?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, I you know, it's been some 15 years now. My children are Australian citizens, and to me, it's you know, for me to be an ambassador is a great honor, of course, and a privilege as well. But to me, Australia Day means a celebration of you know, what we all epitomize in Australia: the freedom to go and do what you have always challenged yourself, and be given that opportunity and the freedom to be able to you know, really live life to the fullest.
Is that what attracted you to Australia, and why you wanted to become a citizen?
Look, Australia always has had that that aura about it, where you can really share in the bounties. Of course, it has got that ruggedness about it as well as Australia, but that has always challenged me, and that's why I became citizen as soon as I could.
Mm. I mean, there have been dark periods in our history, though, and in our recent history as well, where some Australians have been you know, less tolerant than most of us would like them to be to other people who've come to this country. So how do you deal with that, Iqbal? And how do you, with the refugees that you're trying to resettle here, how do you explain to them that not every Australian has a positive attitude?
Yeah, look, I think that's a very valid point. What I try to say is, you know, when you look at the blend of nationalities, people have different dress codes or skin colors or dialects, different dishes. But what I really like to, on the other hand, also show that there is an opportunity for people to come to Australia and have the freedom to be able to dress up the way you want, to eat whatever food you want, but still be called Australian. And that's what made Australia so rich. We have embraced various traditions. Yeah, sure, we have some people amongst us who may be finding it a little bit hard and maybe a little bit tested with that journey of having different people in their own backyard or in their own little space that we like to create around us. But the challenge for all of us is to realize how great and diverse a country Australia is, and how much this diversity of opinions and backgrounds, you know, which Australia is hosting now, it also provides us with the many opportunities which you cannot find anywhere else in the world, really. And I think that opportunity to grow and learn about each other, and by way of developing new customs, you know, greater friendship or different dishes, these are all opportunities that we really need to embrace. And that also brings up about its own opportunities in trade, etc.
And, I mean, so much can be achieved, and so much positive, so many positive things can be achieved through sharing food, sharing music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think, you know, Australian values is such that it teaches us both, you know, freedom and compassion for others. Of course, we are taught to accept our differences and embrace the diversity around us. I mean, those are all things that is part of this inclusiveness, which puts Australia, you know, at the forefront of the positive change that we are seeing. And I am very encouraged by the younger generation, the, you know, the 25 or 21 years and lower, that they do not really care about who is of what colour or what tradition or how they dress up, but they are all accepting of each other as Australians. And I think if you keep an open mind and this approach to things, you know, which really set us apart, but that is what is, you know, sort of breeding this national sense of pride amongst us as well.
Congratulations again, Iqbal, and I hope you have a fabulous day on Australia Day.
Thanks very much, Louise.